Dennis, come take him out. The water's ready.
Okay, Mom, in a minute.
Not in a minute, right now.
Okay, Mom, I'm coming.
As long as me and all the kids are here, we're all going to take one together and get it over with.
Oh, no, you're not.
For a long time. I found one all my life. I wish we could find $100.
Say, how much do those little airplanes cost?
About $1. I wish we could each find $1.
Martha, we're home.
Hey, Mr. Wilson just took a lady into his house.
He did? Why, he didn't even tell me he was expecting someone. Come on, let's go see who it is.
Helen. Oh, it's been so long.
Maya, it's good to see you again, Martha.
Well, come on in the living room.
I'll take your bags on upstairs, sis.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, what do you want, Dennis?
I want to know who that lady is who just came into your house.
That doesn't concern you.
Are those your suitcases?
Never mind, Tommy.
Hi!
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Hello. Hello, Dennis, Tommy. Come on in, boys.
Oh, Martha, let's not spoil everything.
Don't be silly, George. Boys, I'd like to have you meet Mr. Wilson's sister, Mrs. Forbes.
Hi, Mrs. Forbes. I'm Dennis Mitchell, Mr. Wilson's best friend.
You are not.
I'm Tommy Anderson.
Well, it's nice meeting you both.
Well, all right, boys. Now, come on, let's run along.
Say, do you have any children?
Well, in a way, I used to have 30 of them.
30? Boy, I sure do wish I could live in your neighborhood.
Well, what I really meant was I was a school teacher. I taught history.
All right, boys. Now, my sister's come a long way to see me, and...
Did you bring him anything?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did.
Oh, sis, you shouldn't have.
Yes, you should. What'd you bring him?
Well, if you'll get me my little suitcase, I'll show you.
Me and Tommy will get it for you, Mr. Clark.
Sis, try not to get involved with that, Dennis. He could spoil your entire visit.
Oh, George, he could not. Dennis is a sweet little boy. In a way, he reminds me of George when George was that age.
I deny that. That kid drives me crazy.
Here it is, Mrs. Forbes.
Thank you, boys. Oh, this is going to be a big surprise for you, George.
Oh, my old copy of Treasure Island.
He won it in an elocution contest when he was a little boy.
You know, I thought this had been lost long ago.
I found it in our attic.
Treasure Island.
What's Treasure Island?
What's Treasure Island? Why, it's one of the great classics of English literature. What kind of books do you have, anyway?
My dad's reading me one called Spotty, the Shetland Pony.
Oh, great Scott.
My dad's reading me one called Dan, the Farmer, Betty, and Bob.
How can they read such things to children?
Why, George, they're children's books.
I know, but children should be brought up on the classics. How can they learn anything from stories about a pony or a day on the farm?
I know where milk comes from.
Tell him where.
Boy, will you be surprised.
Oh, great.
It comes from...
I know where it comes from.
Not bottles.
I know it. Ooh, he drives me out of my mind. Now, you listen to this. I'll show you what great literature really is. Now, this is a story all about pirates and buried treasure.
Buried treasure?
That's right. Now.
Boy, now we need some of that. We'll just listen to the story and then go dig it up.
The treasure isn't around here, boys. It's on an island.
Okay. Then we'll listen to how you find one and then go dig it up.
See what I mean? You won't find any treasure around here because there were never any pirates around here.
Actually, George, there were Spanish pirates.
I never heard that.
Well, neither did I.
Oh, in the 1800s. There are all sorts of old stories about millions of dollars in Spanish gold pieces still buried in this area.
See, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, I see.
So can we borrow your shovel?
No, we can't. Now, do you want to hear the story or not?
Sure we do.
All right, then listen.
Come on, dear. I'll help you unpack.
I take up my pen in the year of grace 1700 and go back to the time when my father kept the Admiral Benbow Inn. And the brown old seaman with the saber cut first took up his lodging under our roof. And the old fellow's fury was awful. He sprang to his feet, drew and opened a sailor's clasp knife, and balancing it open on the palm of his hand, threatened to pin the doctor to the wall.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, you closed the book.
I know it. I told you I would if you climbed on me again.
Now I'm off.
Well, it's too late.
But we're not through.
Oh, yes, you are. Besides, my eyes are tired.
But we don't know if the cat did pin the doctor to the wall.
I told you, Dennis, my eyes are tired.
You want me to clean your glasses out for you?
No, I don't.
Try pinching your nose. That's what my dad does when his eyes get tired.
I am not going to read anymore.
Why don't you go up and take a nap and we'll wait for you?
No.
You want us to come back later?
Oh, great, Scott. I'm going out and get a drink of water.
Why don't you try using some witch hazel on your forehead? That's what my grandpa does for his eyes. My mom uses ice cubes.
Look, boys, will you just please leave me alone?
What's the matter, George?
Huh? Oh, they're just pestering me. Oh,
he won't finish the story. There's this fierce captain, and he's just about to pin the doctor to the wall. And we don't know if he did or where the treasure is or anything.
See, well, I tell you what, if you come back after lunch, about 2 o'clock, I'll read some more of the story to you.
Gee, that's swell. Boy, thanks, Mrs. Forbes. Bye, Mrs. Forbes.
Bye, boys.
Bye.
Ah, you got rid of them at last. Good. Let's go in the living room, sis, and have a nice talk. We've got a lot of catching up to do.
How have you been, George?
Oh, just fine. You know, ever since I'm retired, I've taken up all sorts of hobbies. Then, of course, there's my first love, my garden.
And it looks just lovely.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I'm planning on a new zinnia bed out front. Only trouble is that ground out there is as hard as a rock. One of these days, I'm going to dig the whole thing up and replace it with good loam. Then you'll see a garden.
I lost another loan to Ditech.
Ditech.com, your mortgage solution delivered.
And then the swell doctor said to the dirty old pirate, "You're a scoundrel, and you've got to stop drinking all that rum." So the pirate got mad at the swell doctor, and he took out his knife and said he was going to pin the doctor to the wall. That's where Mr. Wilson stopped. Did you ever hear anything so exciting in your whole life?
Oh, that's exciting, all right.
That's a real thriller.
Sure, and it made me decide what I'm going to be when I grow up.
Good. I always thought it'd be nice to have a doctor in the family.
I'm not going to be a doctor. I'm going to be a dirty old pirate.
Oh, Martha, that was a wonderful lunch. And that cake. I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
You sure you don't want help with the dishes?
No. You and George just sit and relax.
Well, now, that's the first time in 5 years I've gotten out of wiping the dishes.
I'll get it.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. It's 2 o'clock.
We're all ready.
For what, boys?
For Mrs. Forbes to read the rest of Treasure Island to us.
What's this?
Oh, George, we've been talking so much I forgot to tell you. I promised to read to the boys.
Well, I hadn't expected that.
Do you mind, George?
Oh, no, no. That's all right, sis. You just go right ahead and enjoy yourself. I'll find something else to do.
I tell you what, George. You can help me with the dishes.
I'll put out a ship in Bristol Dock and take you and Hawkins here along. And I'll have that treasure if I search a year. Now then, if Jim is agreeable, we'll open the packet. And he laid it before him on the table. The bundle was sewn together. And the doctor had to get out his instrument case and cut the stitches with his medical scissors.
Martha, do you realize our living room is literally crawling with little boys?
Oh, George, there are only 4 of them.
Well, that's 4 too many. All that noise in there, I can't read or work on my stamp collection or even watch television. Martha, what happened to all the cookies?
The boys got hungry. I'll make you some more, dear.
Well, there were some in here while I was wiping the dishes, I know, because I saw them.
It was when you were taking your nap.
Nap? Oh, who could sleep with four little kids singing yo-ho-ho with a bottle of rum?
Yo-ho-ho with a bottle of rum.
Dennis, come over here. Let's try it on now. And see if it's...
With that eye patch on, you look like a regular captain kid.
I know it.
There, how's that?
Swell. Except that I can't see anything.
You're not supposed to.
Then how come they wore them?
Oh, I guess they wore them just to make them look real fierce.
Hey, do I look fierce?
You sure do.
Can I get a parrot?
I don't think so, son.
I hope you boys aren't being any bother to Mr. Wilson.
Heck no. We just sit there while Mrs. Forbes reads to us. I guess Mr. Wilson doesn't like the store anymore, because he spends all his time in the kitchen.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know what Mr. Wilson does now when he takes a nap?
What?
He takes the cookie jar with him. Yo-ho-ho in a bottle of rum.
And pop my head out of the fore companion.
Helen,
may I? Did you say something, George?
Well, I started to, yes.
You want to come over here and sit beside me, Mr. Wilson?
No, I don't.
I knew he would not expect to see me there, yet I took every precaution possible. And certainly the worst of my suspicions proved too true.
George Wilson, you're a sly dog.
What are you muttering about?
Martha, take a look at this.
What is it?
Well, it's a treasure map of our front yard. It'll not only get the children out of our living room, but it will get my zinnia bed dug at the same time.
What are you talking about?
Well, look, I've marked an X where I want my zinnia bed. Now, when Dennis finds this map, he'll be out there digging it for me in 2 minutes.
Well, he'll never believe that this is a real treasure map.
Oh, of course he will. Well, you heard what Sis said. There were pirates in this area, and there could be buried treasure in our front yard. Oh, don't you worry. He'll believe it all right.
Hi, Mom. Hello, dear. Now, don't eat anything. It'll spoil your dinner.
I didn't come out here to eat. I came out here to show you the swell pirate treasure map I found.
Oh, doesn't that sound exciting?
Sure. And don't you think I ought to go dig up the treasure?
Oh, I don't know. We might miss you if you sailed away to some pirate island someplace.
Oh, the treasure isn't on an island.
Well, where is it?
Well, it's sort of right here in the neighborhood.
Let me see that map.
Jeepers, Mom!
Why, that's Mr. Wilson's yard. You know you can't dig up Mr. Wilson's yard. I wonder who could have drawn such a map.
Some dirty old pirate, I guess. And it slipped out of his pocket right on our front porch.
Hello, Alice. May I come in?
Oh, yes, Mr. Wilson, please do. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you came. Look what Dennis found on our front porch.
Some pirate dropped it.
Well, what do you know? A treasure map of my front yard.
Hey, I told him he couldn't dig there.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Mr. Wilson, you're always so particular about your garden, and you keep it so beautiful.
Hey, I'd be delighted to have the boys dig there. Of course. Just be sure to dig exactly where the map says. 10 paces from the big oak tree coming toward the center walk.
10 paces?
10 paces, that's right.
I'm going to go get the kids. Bye.
Mr. Wilson, that was very nice of you.
Oh, Alice, it was nothing, really. Actually, I drew that map myself. See, I want the boys to dig where I'm planning to put in a new zinnia bed.
Well, I certainly hope they dig in the right place.
Oh, they will. Don't worry. You see, when I paced off the distance, I took very short steps, just as a small boy would.
Now, there's Mr. Wilson's house, and that's the oak tree. Well, I'm going to take 10 paces. And that dirty old pirate wasn't any little kid either. So I'm going to take real big steps so we'll be digging in the right place.
George, I think it was wonderful of you to draw that map for the boys.
Oh, well, I like to see children have fun.
Kid! Look what that dirty old pirate did. He hid his treasure right under Mr. Wilson's front walk. We can't shovel through this. Heck no! We have to use the pickaxe.
And I don't see anything wrong with it. It gives the boys a chance to have some fun. It fills their little hearts with innocent joy and fires their imagination. Great Scott! Will you look what those kids are doing?
This is sure hard. Yeah. You know what I think we ought to have? I think we ought to have a sledgehammer.
Dennis! What do you think you're doing?
Digging for treasure like you said we could.
Well, you're digging in the wrong place. Certainly. 10 paces brings you right beside the wall. Right here. Now, you dig right here or I'll call the whole thing off. Follow this map.
I'm home. Boy, being a pirate is one of the hardest jobs I ever had.
Did you find anything?
Not yet, but I'm going to dig some more in the morning.
Well, don't dig too hard, Dennis. That map might not be a real pirate map.
Oh, it's a real map, all right. Mr. Wilson said so.
All right, son, you better run up and clean up for dinner.
Keepers, pirates don't wash their hands.
Well, they do in this house, young man. Go along. Henry, I have an idea. I think it's a shame those boys working so hard when there's nothing there.
I don't know what we can do about it.
Well, I do. I have an old costume jewelry bracelet that has some Spanish gold pieces on it, you know, imitation ones.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I haven't worn it for years. Anyway, we could wait until Dennis goes to sleep tonight and take the coins off and bury them in the hole.
Yeah. Boy, are you sure these aren't real, honey? They fool me.
No, they're just imitation. It's amazing what they do with costume jewelry these days.
It's quite a treasure.
Oh, the boys will be thrilled.
Guess I better call the Wilsons and tell them what I'm doing. They'll think I'm a prowler.
Oh, they're not home. They took Mr. Wilson's sister to the movies tonight.
Oh, okay. I'll go bury the treasure.
Seem to be finding something out there.
Oh, wonderful.
What is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Dennis, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Wilson, we found the pirate treasure. It's pieces of eight.
Well, I don't know what it is they found, but I'm going out to take a look.
I got three.
I got five.
I got two of them.
Huh? Let me see those coins, boys.
Here, Mr. Wilson, look.
Great Scott. They are real Spanish gold pieces.
Sure they are, Mr. Wilson.
Well, look, boys. Your good old friend, Mr. Wilson's going to do you a great big favor.
Boy, thanks. What are you going to do?
Well, now, I know you're tired from all this digging, so I'll do it for you. And give you each a dollar besides to buy whatever you want.
There's one for you, Dennis. There you are, Tommy. There's for you. You.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Hey.
I'm going to buy one of those little airplanes that you wind up with a rubber band. Me, too.
Oh, fine. Only, understand now, boys. Any more coins I find belong to me.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson, I haven't...
Or I could take back the dollars and you can dig.
Uh-oh, Mr. Wilson, you go right ahead.
Yeah, you dig, Mr. Wilson.
All right.
Boy.
What? Great Scott. Here are two more of them.
Good for you, Mr. Wilson.
Stand back, boys. I'm going to use the pickaxe.
Boy, you sure are strong, Mr. Wilson. We could hardly lift it.
You watch this.
Good grief!
Hey, Mr. Wilson, you hit oil!
No, no, that's water. I broke the pipe. But it doesn't matter. With the treasure, I can fix 100 pipes.
George! George, what have you done?
Doesn't matter, Martha. We're going to be rich.
Mr. Wilson, you've broken your water pipe.
I know, but I'm finding gold.
George Wilson, are you out of your mind?
I'll show you who got a who's mind. You take a look at those. Real gold.
Sure it is, and I've got five of them.
Mr. Wilson, I've got to talk to you, but you'd better come in the house and sit down while I do.
I give somebody a chance to steal my treasure? Nonsense. You go ahead and tell me.
Mr. Wilson, there is no treasure. Those coins came off of a costume jewelry bracelet of Alice's. I buried them there myself last night.
What?
Great God. Well, Martha, don't just stand there. Call the water department.
What kind of a dirty old pirate would draw a map when there's no treasure there?
Oh, don't bother me now, Dennis. I got to do something about that pipe.
The Beverly Hillbillies, best new show of the year, nominated for 7 Emmys, winner of 1 Logie, and a Patsy.
Is that a fact?
Buddy Ebsen nabs the coveted Coast Guard Certificate of Appreciation. Irene Ryan, named Woman of the Year and Queen of Kauai. Giant Jackrabbit garners the highest rating for a half-hour program in the history of television.
You hear that, Granny?
Yeah, and I still don't believe it.
Believe it for award-winning TV satisfaction. Watch The Beverly Hillbillies next on TV Land.